Chapter 1. The sun hung gold and red above the saw-toothed, snow-tipped ramparts of the Colorado Rockies. On a bluff across the sunset-flushed Purgatory River, a group of Indians sat their mustangs watching the slow, winding course of a railroad train climbing toward the foothills. 5 years had passed since first the Iron Trail and Smoke Devil had crossed out of Kansas to the slopes of Colorado. And still the Indians watched and wondered, doubtful of the future, fearful of this clattering, whistling monster on wheels that might spell doom to the red man. Had they not seen train after train, loaded with buffalo hides, steam eastward across the plains? A lithe rider, dusty and worn, mounted on a superb bay horse, halted on the south side of the river to watch the Indians. "Utes, I reckon," he said, answering to the habit of soliloquy that loneliness had fostered in him. "Like the Kiowas, they sure die hard. Doggone me if I don't feel sorry for them. The beaver and the buffalo about gone. The white man ranging with his cattle wherever grass grows. Well, Reddies, if you're wise, you'll go back in some mountain valley and stay there." The rumble of the railroad train died away, and a black snake-like string of cars wound out of sight between bold gray bluffs. A moment longer the Indians lingered, their lean and wild shapes silhouetted against the sky. Then they wheeled their ragged mustangs and disappeared in red dust clouds over the ridge. "Well, come to think about it," mused the Lone Rider, "they're not so bad off as me. No money. No job, no home, riding a grub line and half-starved. Nothing but a horse and a gun." Brazos Keene's usual cool and reckless insouciance had suffered a blight. The outcast state he had bitterly avowed was far from new to him. It had been his fate for years to ride the trails from cow camp to ranch, from one cattle town to another. He could not stay long in one place. Always he had been driven, wherefore the sadness of the hour scarcely had its source in this cowboy wandering. He put a slow hand inside his open vest to draw forth a thick letter, its fresh whiteness marred by fingerprints and sundry soiled spots. He had wept over that letter, marveling again with a ghost of the shock which had first attended sight of that beautiful handwriting. He reread the postmark and the address. Lincoln, New Mexico, May 3, 1880. Mr. Brazos Keene, Latimer, Colorado, 2-Bar X Ranch. The Latimer postmark read a day later. "My God, but this here railroad can fetch a man trouble pronto," he complained, and swallowing a lump in his throat, he stuck the letter back. "What in the hell made me go into that post office for? Old cowboy habit, always looking for letters that never came. I wish to God this one had been like all the others. But, oh no, Holly Ripple remembers me, has still the old faith in me, and she named her boy Brazos after me. That hurts something sweet and terrible. Sure as I'm forking his horse here, that'd be bad for me, or maybe good." Lost in memory, Brazos saw the Green River brawling between its gray banks where the willows had a reddish tinge not all from the sunset. A brace of wild ducks winged swift flight over the water. Coyotes watched the rider from the slope opposite. The willows shook with the movement of deer or cattle working down to the river. Far across the valley, on a rising slope, black horses showed against the gray. The cold, keen air, the fresh odor of the swollen river, the faint color along the brush-lined banks, told that the time was early spring. Beyond the purgatory, the land climbed in level benches, row on row, always higher and rougher, leading to the gray-ledged ridges, and these in turn to the shaggy foothills that ended abruptly in the mountain wall of slate cliffs and russet slopes and black belts, above which the snow crown gleamed white and rose.